Everybody, welcome to Brazil Workers Podcast by CESP com Lutas Labor and People's Federation from São Paulo. My name is Samia Teixeira and every week we launch a new episode about labor and people's issues. Native Brazilians have held daily demonstrations in Brasilia City against a deadline on land claims since August 22, 2021. Native Brazilian 176 ethnicities joined the protests. Landowners and mining companies want the Supreme Court to set October 50, 1988 as the deadline for any land claims by Native Brazilians. Around 700 land claims are in dispute. The Supreme Court will rule this issue on September 1st, 2021. CESP com Lutas stands in solidarity with the native Brazilians in their struggle for the recognition of their ancient lands.
A prolonged period of low rainfall in Brazil, where the Paraná begins, has led this river, one of South America's longest, to be at its lowest level since 1944.
Brazil faces the worst drought in 91 years. The drought is located on the Paraná River basin in central and southern Brazil. The drought threatens agriculture, hydroelectric power generation for both industries and homes, which is the main source of energy of the country. President Jair Bolsonaro warned that water scarcity will get worse in a couple of months. Bolsonaro asked Brazilians to save energy, and energy bills increased 20% in the last 12 months, having an overall effect on inflation. Experts believe that climate change and lack of investments are behind this crisis. Brazil has 12% of world spring water resources, which makes water scarcity unbelievable. On August 27, 2021, the Brazilian Institute for Geography and Statistics, IBGE, announced the official report on estimated population. The report shows that there are 213 million Brazilians, half of them living in 28 megalopolis across the country. There are 326 cities whose population exceeds 100,000 people. On the other hand, there are 3,770 cities with less than 20,000 people. Greater São Paulo is the most populated metropolis, holding 22 million people, followed by Greater Rio de Janeiro with 13 million people. These figures do not take into account the COVID-19-related deaths, which exceeded 500,000. The last demographic census was held in 2010, and the next one will be done in 2022. According to Forbes magazine, Brazil had 315 billionaires on June 30, 2021. Despite the COVID-19-related economic recession, there are 40 new billionaires. Their wealth combined sums $400 billion. Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin is the richest Brazilian. All 10 richest Brazilians are white people, and only one is a woman, while black people and women make the majority of the Brazilian population. So, that's all, and we'll be here again next week. Thank you all for listening to our weekly podcast, Solidarity Forever.
Solidarity forever.